This is a CHOI News Report. A presentation by the Nanaimo Systems Planning Organization, the City Council's Governance and Priorities Committee meeting on Monday stressed the dire need for multiple daytime warming centers in the city this winter, but noted there's no provincial funding to operate them. The SPO's Executive Director, John McCormick, says the city has some soul searching to do when it comes to funding warming centers.
No one would disagree that warming centers are very important for Nanaimo. The city's going to have to, I think, do some soul searching about how important this is and what they can afford to do, and then perhaps challenge the province to backstop them on some of this. So there's no way around the fact that we need warming centers and that there are costs associated with the operation of them that we can't avoid.
The SPO's report makes three recommendations. One, for multiple warming centers spread across the city. Two, for service agencies to align their hours of operation between daytime warming centers and overnight shelters. Three, for there to be paid staff time for cleaning and maintenance, as well as for non-emergency programming. The SPO's report concludes that the lack of provincial funding for warming center operations is a significant risk, but says that the risks to the people in the street should outweigh concerns about the city's budget. The SPO estimates it would cost $265,000 to run a warming center from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7 days a week with four staff and a capacity of 20 to 25 visitors. It's estimated that 300 people would use each center over the course of the season for a total of 4,000 visits. Councillor Ian Thorpe says the funding should not come from the city.
In 2022-23, as it indicates in your report, the city drew on the UBCM Strengthen Communities funding that has come to an end, and no funding has been identified for warming centers for the 2023-24 year. So it seems to me we're nowhere unless we can identify some funding stream. And I hope I'm not hearing the implication that city taxpayers will be the intended sole source or source at all for the necessary funding.
SPO Board Chair and former City Councillor Don Bonner says the city needs to take a leadership role by funding warming centers to ensure adequate services and then apply for funding from the provincial and federal governments.
I think what the city needs to do is decide, is this something that we want to take on and then recoup the money later on from the province and the feds? Because I really only think that if we rely on the feds or the province to pony up programs every once in a while, as we said, four different ones, instead of the city doing one program covering everybody and then they go after the funding at the end. And that way, with the current budget that happens year after year, we can attract the people to do the job because they know the income to pay for their wages will be there year after year after year.
A spokesperson for BC Housing told CHOI that it's the city's responsibility to fund daytime warming centers. Siobhan Johnson, a director at Risebridge, operated a warming center last winter at the Mid-Island Community Connection Center. She says that without consistent funding from the city, it will be impossible to staff an emergency overnight shelter this year.
Councillor Thorpe had stated that he was hoping to hear that it wasn't the suggestion that city taxpayers would be paying for a warming center this winter. I don't see how that's not the answer. I think that's our only answer we currently have. It's the only tangible thing that we could have at our fingertips right now. And again, taxpayers are going to pay for these challenges regardless if we operate a warming center or not. I think the fire risk and safety risk and human death toll is going to be a heck of a lot more expensive if we don't operate these types of services this winter.
According to the SPO report, the Nanaimo's point in time count of people who are experiencing homelessness in 2023 was 514. Up 20% from the previous count in 2020. The report notes that this is an underestimate of Nanaimo's homeless population. Of the people surveyed, 80% said they had no access to shelter of any kind. The report says that Nanaimo's emergency shelter capacity is about 100, but rises to 150 in the winter due to the opening of temporary emergency shelters. Councillor Hillary Eastmere says City Council needs to push the province to provide adequate funding.
We're definitely in a worse position than we were last year because we don't have any funding identified. So I think we need to ring the alarm on this as soon as possible. And I think a press release is the best way to do that because letters directly sometimes get lost in the inbox based on the amount of information coming in. And it is going to take some public pressure on this, unfortunately, for us to get some action on it. It's always going to fall to the city not doing enough. And I'm willing to take the heat for that. But I really want us to be able to push it back and say that we need the funding to be able to do this. We have the operators and capacity to do it, but the dollars can't come out of our budget every single year. It's just not sustainable.
Councillor Aaron Hemmons says the council should highlight the disparity in shelter spaces in Nanaimo compared to Vancouver.
We have 76% of our unhoused population who don't have a place to sleep at night, whereas Vancouver, with a population of about 5,000 unhoused, have just over 30% spending the night outside. So that is a significant injustice in how they're distributing the funding.
The committee unanimously passed a recommendation that City Council release a statement about the lack of funding from the province. For CHOY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.